4:48 on WDEV. I'm Pop Welch, and good afternoon to Kyle at Sticks and Stuff.
Hello, everybody. Hopefully it is warm and sunny where you are. However, I doubt it because I think Vermont is under a never-ending cloud of rain right now.
Yeah, that's a way of putting it. It's warm inside the studio, but, you know, once you go outside, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, so this week has definitely been, I've been joking with some customers, kind of read some of their moods. Some of them weren't super happy, but they were definitely finding out whether or not their sump pumps were working if they had those installed in their basement. We've gotten an astronomical amount of rain, so I've been helping people with problems on that. I've been spending a lot of time in the plumbing aisle, and like I said, if you do have a sump pump, something that I always recommend people do is if they're able to is to buy, you know, two of the same model sump pump and keep one as a backup, because the last time that you want to be looking for a pump is if your basement's filling with water and your old sump pump dies. So I normally recommend that people get a direct replacement that they can just replace with the existing piping within a couple minutes. And a lot of people come in, they have their sump pumps, and they say that they don't last as long as they think that they should. And one thing that I generally share with the customers is you can save a lot of wear and tear on your pump if you put a check valve in the discharge line. So when your pump pumps the water up, if it has a long run to go, it has a little float that kicks it on and off when the water level is appropriate for that pump. And if you don't have a check valve in there, what can happen is the line that leads that junk water out of your basement or out of your wherever your sump is, the water can flow back in towards the pump and cause it to cycle on and off and on and off and lead to a lot of heat and problems. So if you do have a sump pump in your basement, number one, I recommend that you keep a backup just in case that first one burns out. But the number two, definitely cost effective, savings wise, and for the way that the pump functions is to make sure that there is a directional check valve so that water can only go out and it can't come back in.
Yeah, my parents have a series of sump pumps in their basement, and they tell me that, you know, they have concerns anyway, though it's never really happened, that they're concerns that the sump pump would just be working so hard continuously if there was an awful lot of rain that the sump up would fail as a result of it just being overworked.
Yeah, so once a sump pump kicks on, it's relatively self-sufficient, so it does use some of the water. Depending on the style of the sump pump, there are some that have like cooling fins, almost like a radiator would work on a car to keep it running cool, but the majority of them they use some of the water that they're discharging to help dissipate that heat. Heat's definitely the enemy of any sump pump. So if you can keep it where it just cycles on, pumps everything down to the level where it needs to shut off, and then shuts back off, it's the cycling back and forth for short bursts that really fry them.
Yeah. Yeah, anything else that is on your mind? Of course, the focus is probably on that today, but sticks,
yeah,
and stuff,
I mean,
definitely
not this week, but people are stocking up. There's a couple of pretty good deals that are in our circular flyer right now that a lot of people are coming in with. There's a product called Ready Seal, which is a stain and sealer for any outdoor wood application, and their claim to fame is they're called goof-proof. You can put it on with a sprayer, a brush, a roller, a rag. You can put it on anywhere you want. You can start half of a project and then wait a week and finish the second half of the project, and there's no lap marks. You can't tell where you stopped. It gets completely absorbed, and it is rain-proof within 30 minutes. So, like, if you were painting a picket fence, you got to the end of it, and then a big rainstorm came in, it's not going to affect the product. So a lot of people have been stocking up on Ready Seal. I know a lot of people like it for their camps. They get pounded by the weather right on Lake Champlain, like in St. Albans Bay. But I think it's $30 off 5-gallon buckets right now, which is a pretty good saving. So, yeah, people have been stocking up on that. Obviously, I don't think they're going to be using it much this week because you do want your wood to be relatively dry when you stain it. But they're just banking those savings and going to use them in the next couple weeks.
All right, 6 convenient locations, including St. Albans, where you are, also Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, Swanton, and Rouses Point, New York. How do we get in touch with you?
The easiest way is either through our Facebook page. All of our contact information, updated hours or holidays will be on that, as well as our sticksandstuff.com. that has all the contact information for the local stores on it as well.
All right, Kyle from Sticks and Stuffy in St. Albans. Chat with you again next week.
All right. See you guys next Monday.